The letter was from my father.
My dear Victor, how can I tell you what has happened? We were all so happy, waiting for you to come home. I want to prepare you for the awful news, but it is impossible. William is dead. Your sweet little brother has been murdered. Last Thursday, Elizabeth, William, and I went for a walk in Plain Palais. William ran off to play. When it came time to go home, we called his name, but he did not answer. We searched until it was dark, but we could not find him. Then Elizabeth said he might have gone home. We returned to the house, but he was not there. We went back to Plain Palais with torches and servants to help in the search. About 5 o'clock in the morning, I found him dead. The marks of the murderer's fingers were on his neck. When Elizabeth saw the body, she cried,
"Oh God, I have murdered my lovely boy!"
She told me that she had given William a locket on a chain with a picture of your mother inside it. The locket is gone. Perhaps the murderer killed William for the locket. Come home, dear Victor. We need you. Do not think of revenge. Just come home to those who love you. Your father, Alphonse Frankenstein. Geneva, 12th May.
Horrified by this news, I said goodbye to Clerval and left for Geneva immediately. At first, I wished to get home as soon as possible, to comfort my poor family. But when I got close to Geneva, I began to feel afraid. I stopped 2 days at Lausanne, in a state of nervous anxiety. Then the lake and the mountains calmed me, and I continued my journey. The sight of Mont Blanc brought tears to my eyes. As I approached my hometown, I became afraid again. It was dark when I arrived, and the city gates were already closed for the night. I decided to visit the place where William had died and spend the night in a nearby village. When I got to Plain Palais, there was a thunderstorm. I watched the lightning over Mont Blanc. Suddenly, in a flash of lightning, I saw a gigantic figure nearby. It was the monster. Was he the murderer of my little brother? I began to tremble. In another flash of lightning, I saw him climbing Mont Salève with amazing speed. He soon reached the top and disappeared.